212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
It is Easter coming up this weekend, right? Mm. And Easter's not something I really celebrate for the traditional versions normally. I'm not very religious necessarily. Yep. Some of my family is. Mm. And so we've always had fish on a Friday, which I think
the Good Friday thing.
Yeah, I'm not religious, so I don't quite know the whole story behind it. I'm not going to pretend I do. But we've always done it.
Yep.
But I've never partaken.
Really? Because you're not into fish?
I'm not a fan of fish.
Okay. Seafood?
I don't mind seafood.
You love
depending.
Your calamari.
Calamari I'm okay with. Maybe but a fish. Bit of shark is the only fish that I'll really eat.
What? Claire, you like shark over like a nice piece of Spanish mackerel or snapper?
I don't know what that is, but yeah.
Oh, that hurts me a little bit.
I honestly probably haven't tried enough fish to say I don't like it, let's be honest. Maybe. I just don't like the fishy taste. And a lot of the time, depending on where you get fishy taste.
So you're not a fan of sushi?
I do like sushi.
What? With the fish sushi?
I like it with tuna. So I'll eat tuna.
Okay, yep.
Canned. I'll eat salmon occasionally.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I mean. Like, I'm very picky when it comes to seafood. Yep. And so I've never partaken in Good Friday festivities. Mm. But I feel like since becoming pregnant, one thing that I've definitely craved is more seafood.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I went to the area over the weekend and got some fish.
Oh, good.
Just because I wanted something. And I don't eat fish.
What do they do there? Is it barra?
It was fish.
All right, that's amazing.
It tasted nice. Not
good,
that much.
Good.
But I'm thinking I'm going to do it this year.
Great.
The only problem.
Cook for yourself, though. Jeez, I wouldn't trust you doing something you've never cooked before.
This is it. I've never really cooked fish. Like I said, I eat tin tuna. I eat baby octopus.
Yep.
I eat calamari. I can cook those. But I've never cooked fish. And I know that fish is one of those very delicate things.
Yeah, you want to get fish right. Because once again, you know, you do get that fishy taste if you don't cook it through.
And does the tenderness and the type, I don't know, like, does it change? You know how, like, if you cook meat, it can be tough.
Yeah. It's similar to other meat, similar to chicken. Depending on how you cook it can be too dry or flaky on the inside.
Right, so it gets dry.
You want that juicy, succulent, nice piece of fish.
You
can't undercook fish like you can undercook chicken.
Right.
But the taste completely changes. So, yeah,
really?
In saying that, yeah, you can. You can stuff it up.
Okay. Well, I want to get you involved in this.
I'm not helping you cook. I can't be bothered cooking.
No. I'm not going to get you to help me cook. I was thinking that you, because I'm pregnant at the moment, I'm not supposed to have foods that are undercooked or anything like that.
Yep.
I've got to make sure I'm careful.
Mm.
So I thought that you could be my test dummy.
Claire, hang on a second. You've got a husband. Isn't he your dummy for everything?
Yeah, but I don't know if he doesn't really eat fish either.
Oh, mate.
I know you eat lots of fish.
If you scar me, though, if you ruin this experience for me and I'm turned off fish,
I just need you to test it so that I don't get sick.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to cook you a piece of fish.
Gee whiz.
Is there a particular type of fish I should be cooking?
Well, we'll go
through
this.
Is there a beginner fish?
We'll just do one without bones in it for starters.
Okay. We'll go through it tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll figure out what fish I can cook you.
How about I get a top three list of fish I like?
Okay.
That's available here in the Riverina.
Yeah.
And I'll let you choose what one to cook.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good.
Are you going to, can we do it from scratch though? So we're talking a whole fish. You've got to descale it.
No, because I'll end up killing you. I'll leave a bone in it or something.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna filleted piece.
I'll buy a fillet. That and a whole fish is expensive, Sam. Like, I don't have that kind of
money. I'm hungry, Claire.
Mate.
I've also got pregnancy brain sometimes.
What's that got to do with being hungry?
I don't know. What's pregnancy brain?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam. Claire and Sam's Extreme Easter Egg Hunt.
That's right. Every half hour, we're going to give you clues every day this week to find an Easter egg that is going to be hidden somewhere around the Riverina. Yep. It's all thanks to Baker's Delight, where you can receive a $5 Family Funland voucher with every six-pack of hot cross buns that you purchase at the moment.
Woo!
Now, every half hour, we've given a clue. So the first was that it's in Griffith.
Yep.
The second was that it is...
the newest suburb?
The newest suburb of Griffith, yes.
Have we got another one for 7 o'clock?
We do, but we do also have a call.
Yes, we've been asking, of course, if you think you found the egg, call us on 13, 12, 16. And who have we got on the phone this morning?
Larissa.
Hey, Larissa. How can we help you this morning?
I believe I found the egg.
What?
You reckon you found it already?
Yep.
Whereabouts are you, Larissa?
We're at Flying Fox Park.
Larissa, who have you got with you?
My mum.
Now, hello. Morning. Larissa, how long have you been looking for the egg so far? Did you start off at 6 o'clock this morning?
I've been listening since 6 this morning, but we've only just gotten in the car about 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
So talk me through it. Larissa's, what's your name, Larissa's mum?
Hi, I'm Tash.
Hi, Tash. Tash, talk me through from 6 a.m, the clues, what made you go where?
Well, thanks for starting with Griffith. That didn't really narrow it down. And then a shout-out to my husband who's listening at the moment who sent us to the wrong subdivision.
Oh, not Kalina.
I know. He had us heading out towards Bunnings, and then we heard Jeremy. I had Larissa put on the running shoes because we thought she'd have to chase Jeremy down.
Fantastic. Okay, sorry. What does the egg look like?
How'd you get to the park? Oh. Out of the whole Kalina, how'd you end up at the park?
We've been doing a bit of driving, and I don't know if I was actually allowed to go on the dirt bit, but that's all good.
Now, just to confirm, you have definitely found the egg. What does the egg look like?
So it's pink, which I like because I've got three daughters. So
that's nice.
And it's got a congratulations, call 1312, and there is a code on there. Do you want me to quote
Yes, please. But hold on a sec. I need to confirm the code with the...
Got to get his details
up. Okay.
What is it, Tash? What's that code?
Okay, so we've got CV59TL61Z.
That answer is...
Surprise, surprise. Correct. Tash, awesome. Larissa, you've won yourself $200 this morning.
That is so cool.
Congratulations, and it's 2 hours before the show even ends. All right, we'll have a chat to you off air. Make sure you hold the line for that $200.
Yeah.
All right, sounds
good. Congrats again, guys. See you later.
Bye.
There we go.
Bye. Okay, now, that was really fast. I was not expecting it to go that fast.
That was extremely impressive.
But, Sam, before we do move on from this, here were the other clues that we were going to give this morning.
$200.
We had a large grass area that people can play and fly in.
Oh, yeah, that'll give it away, the park.
Yep. One of Kalina's northmost parks, look out for the bright pink egg, because we realised that it doesn't look like a normal egg necessarily.
No, good point.
And then we were going to give you a clue based on a photo that I took this morning of where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't even get to
didn't
any of that.
Need to.
We literally just said it was in Griffith and in a suburb.
This family is an amazing investigators.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is sensational. Well, $200 cash is all yours, and it's all thanks
Tash and Larissa, congrats.
All thanks to Baker's Delight, where you can receive a $5 Family Funland voucher with every 6-pack of hot cross buns purchased. That's the first $200, but it will continue tomorrow. It might be a bit harder. I don't think we should do the hot cold thing again.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Then again, I don't think that needed any assistance, really.
You never know. Anyway, back again tomorrow morning. We're starting from 6:30.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
We're going to ask on 13, 12, 16 for your planet names ideas, Claire, because astronomers, I don't know why we ask the public for these things. We should let the experts do it. But astronomers have asked the public to help name a planet in the solar system. It was actually discovered back in 2007.
Okay.
So 12 years ago.
Why are they only asking
left
now?
Nameless. It's a great, great question.
Why did the scientists not name it then?
Yeah, I don't know.
They'd probably name it something stupid like R2-D2 or something, but...
Yeah, some funky name like... Oh, yeah, exactly. Apparently, it has been referred to 225-088-2007-OR10.
Okay, if... Pretend we're two scientists, right? Oh, have you...
Okay, Dr. Bill, what's going on?
Scientist Sam, have you checked on the planet called the planet R21T659 recently? Like, who calls it? Like, how do you remember that?
I don't know. It's obviously just an identification number rather than anything more than that.
Yeah.
But they have decided...
But even then, you can't identify it. You can't remember it.
Believe it or not, they've gone, you know what? We need a catchier name. No.
Really? You don't say.
Sherlock. Now, they've got three options, but we want more than that. The three options are Gong Gong, which I am a fan of. Gong Gong.
Oh, yeah.
Holla, with an E on the end instead of like Holla.
Holla.
Or Villy. I don't know where these names have come from, but...
They sound like they might be Tongan or something.
Okay, maybe we should we'll do some research and we'll talk about this afterwards if we get some callers. Oh, here we go. So Gong Gong is a Chinese water god. Holla is a European winter goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And And Vili has no... There we go. Vili is a Nordic deity who defeated frost giant Ymir.
So I'm going to take it that this is a cold planet.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like it orbits near Neptune. Orbits the sun beyond Neptune. Okay. Actually, it's quite far out. It's got its own moon, I believe, too, which is pretty funky.
Okay,
but
cool.
After 12 years, they have decided... The International Astronomical Union have decided to give it a name, which I think it all deserves. A 12-year wait is weird, isn't it?
12 and then years
to wait
is very
12
weird.
Years and then to put it out to the public,
yeah,
which is also bizarre. But on 13, 12, 16, we want to know your ideas for
yeah.
a name. Can we beat these three names, Gong Gong, Holla, and Vili?
We've already got someone, Ned, on Facebook has said that he reckons we stick with the theme of Planet McPlanet Face.
Oh, damn it, Ned. No, come on, mate. You've got to do better than that. Be original, Ned. Wow, you're better than that, mate. 13, 12, 16, let us know your best idea for a planet name.
Just call it Sam, but that'd be boring.
Nah. We'll think of something funky.
Mm.
On 13, 12, 16, Claire, because there is a new planet that needs a name.
There is. Well, it's not really new. It's 12 years old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 12 years old. It's been left nameless for that amount of time. But the International Astronomical Union have said, you know what? We'll put it up to the people.
Okay.
Ned on Facebook's already let us know. How about we do Planet McPlanet Face? And I shut that down very quickly. He said, lol, people seem to like them names, and it's sad to hear about the Danaher family. I actually played with Chris out there for Hungary a few years back. Thanks, Ned, for your thoughts.
Yeah.
But we have asked for your calls, 13, 12, 16, for any other names than the ones suggested. Now, suggested names have been Gong Gong, Holla, and Vili. They're the ones we've got to choose from, but we don't like
any of
those.
They're boring. No. Well, I mean, they're not boring. They obviously have really good meanings behind them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Let's find
something else. We want the public to give it up.
Let's find something else, exactly.
Blackers from Griffith, you've given us a call, mate. Blackers, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Bob.
Okay, why Bob?
Because it's just bobbing away in the universe. Are we talking that?
You need a Bob. You know, Bob's a reliable dude. You can tell by the name. I reckon you need it as a planet.
And you know what?
That's a good point.
This planet has been left nameless for 12 years. It's not fair. I reckon Bob just sounds like someone that, you know, needs a bit of loving.
Absolutely. And as soon as you got a name like Bob, you're going to be included with everyone else. It's just what happens.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
Bob, Blackers, thanks, mate. Your first name's not Bob, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Blackers from Griffith, thanks, mate.
No worries.
And we've also got Jeremy, who's given us a call, I think.
Yes, Jeremy. Ideas for a name?
I'm trying to get X-ray hunt.
Oh!
Ooh, okay. Have you found the egg, or are you just looking at the moment?
Looking.
Okay.
So you got the first two clues?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you at the moment?
Helena.
Okay.
Hmm.
We can say warm.
We might as well go hot.
Okay, hot.
Because then that would have made me go, okay, there's one step further than warm, which is hot.
That's all we can give you, though,
you're in
Jeremy,
the right area,
is
mate.
We can say that it is hot. You're in the right area.
But we can't give another clue till just after 7 o'clock.
Keep looking.
Oh, are you there?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That's
keep
it, mate.
Looking, Jeremy,
keep looking.
And yeah. Good luck.
Stay tuned, but you're in the right area. Thank you.
See you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Claire and Sam.
Thank you.
See you, mate.
Okay.
Oh, Jezza.
I mean, Easter egg could be a name for a planet too, I guess.
Yep, let's take it. Not exactly where I wanted to go, but if you do want to vote, make sure you head to the website is...
We're talking about the planet again.
Yeah, we're back to the planet. Oh, gosh, this link is bizarre.
Is it one of those ones that's like XYZ? Is it like the name of the planet currently is? TZZB9?
It is. 2007OR10.name /index.
What?
Vote. Just Google voting for a new planet or whatever and vote. But you've only got those three options. Gong Gong, Vili, and whatever the other one was. We don't like them anyway.
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With Claire and Sam.
You know who else was great over the weekend? The whole town of Hillston.
Yes. Now, you were lucky enough to head out to this and help host.
Yes.
We are talking.
We're talking about Live on the Lachlan, a day for Dean. It was a music concert held in next to the Lachlan River there on their oval. And, of course, the whole town, they suffered a pretty massive blow when they found out Dean Kashmir was diagnosed with leukemia.
He's only young.
20 years old.
Mm.
20 years old. He's over in the US at the moment, I believe in Seattle, getting his CAR T cells kind of replaced or renewed. And obviously the town's also suffered a serious drought too. So it was good to be able to give an uplifting experience for all involved. They were joined by some absolute local legends. You had Harriet Kelly there, Wobbly Boot, Georgia Dalton was amongst it, Bushwhackers, even Tess and Ben Melton. Now, Tess is only 14 years old. Going up on stage to perform in front of such a large crowd is always daunting. And then, of course, we had some Australian icons of Aussie music, Claire. Taylor Henderson?
Yes. He's pretty good.
He was the sweetest bloke I've ever met. Ridiculously nice. And, of course,
good old Shannon Nell.
Good old Nolsey. He still knows how to entertain a crowd, which is fantastic to see. And, Claire, I got some cool news I'd like to share with you. I signed my first autograph.
What?
Yes. It was bizarre. Signed a few hats.
Really?
I'm not sure why they wanted it. I don't even have a proper signature, so I wasn't sure how to do it.
So you didn't even practice it beforehand? You're like, oh.
I just wrote Sam from Hit 99.7. I didn't even
That's not
do
even
it.
A signature.
Yeah, no, it's just a label.
Oh, Sam.
I also signed someone's forehead.
They could have written that themselves. It's forehead, really?
Yeah. And
I would have saved that for Shannon Noel.
This same girl. No, it gets better. This same girl also proposed to me. Her name is Steph, and she lives out at Hilson. Shout out to Steph. I appreciated the proposal, but I didn't like Channel 9's Married at First Sight, so
and
I wasn't
very much
a
single.
Massive fan of that. But I respect her for giving it a go, and maybe down the road,
Absolutely.
Who knows. Also a couple shoes in there, back of a shirt, but I came crashing back down to earth, Claire, because all I had to do... I thought I was pretty cool. I glanced to my right, and there was Taylor Henderson signing a woman's breasts.
Yeah, you weren't doing that, were you?
No, they were not asking for my signature.
No surprise.
But it was great to see. It was great to see. That chick was from Lake Cajaligo, so if she's listening and embarrassed, I'm sorry. But a massive thank you has to go to all the artists who donated their time.
Yeah.
I know it was a trek to get there too, so a lot of them were taking two flights. A lot of them drove. Wobbly Boot drove from Wagga that morning, performed in Hilston, then drove back to perform back in Wagga Saturday night. So it's ridiculous.
Okay.
And one more shout out to all the volunteers who worked tirelessly to put this together.
Oh, absolutely.
Tats Hotel Hilson, Hilson Exes, and in particular the Clubhouse Hotel. Now, they all donated their time to help out.
Jeez.
But Clubhouse Hotel, I'm pretty sure they shut their doors completely.
Wow.
So that no patrons would go there and they'd go to the Oval.
Wow.
And all the workers there donated their time to volunteer and
That's amazing.
And ridiculous. And lastly, the ringleaders, the Daltons. They're the ones that put these together. It was led by Tanya and Carl, the parents, and all their daughters, who in their right mind would think that they could put together a music concert with such big headliners in a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
I would not do it, but they were able to pull it off. So we applaud you for what you've done for Dean. Let's get an applause going, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely sensational effort. I know all the Kashmirs really appreciate it.
They would have. Yeah. Do you know how much money was raised in the end yet?
No, it's still in the process
still being
of
counted,
finding out.
Yeah.
There was a lot of vendors that donated their time too.
Oh, fantastic.
I know the guys down at Monty drove down, and Calabria Wines got involved. A lot of other places. Peaches got involved too. So I don't think Hilson will be forgetting that night anytime soon.
No.
It was a seriously uplifting and great experience, but the fight for Dean isn't over.
No.
You can still go and donate. Just Google Dean Kashmir GoFundMe. There's still that GoFundMe page up that we spoke to Jen, his sister, about.
Yes.
He's still got a couple of weeks of treatment, Dean, over in the US.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can share good news in the coming weeks.
Right now,
the most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this.
Go!
Woo! Yes, that is right. The Sexy Man joins us as per usual this morning. Good morning, Dino.
Morning, Dean.
Good morning. A little hot in the cots. Hello, everyone.
Who's that to? Both of us.
Both of you.
Thank you,
Both.
Mate. I'll take that.
Cool.
Hottie McHots. That could be the new name for the planet we were talking about before. Anyway,
possibly.
Let's get straight into it. R. Kelly, he is still in hot water, obviously, but it's gotten hotter. Boiling.
It's gotten hotter. It didn't even, you know what? You're right about that. I thought boiling was, as hot as it could get. No, apparently it's like a volcano now. Let me give you the lowdown. Here's what happened. He's being investigated by the FBI on human trafficking charges.
Whoa.
Now,
what?
The reason is he's not like kidnapping people off the street or anything and trying to, that's kind of what they usually do. But what they've done, what has happened is some of the women that he's been involved with, it falls into the category of human trafficking, like essentially holding them at their will.
Ooh.
That is the kind of category, and that's how we'll be, determined by a court if it's true and found proven guilty. So stay tuned. It's pretty bad. The FBI are currently investigating it, and it's going to get even uglier as much as you can not imagine it, it is getting uglier than it even was before.
I wonder if he'll ever go from obviously defending himself to just, you know, opening up and admitting anything negative. We'll see what happens.
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay, well, that'll be one to keep eye on. Now, not only that, Dino, but this weekend just gone, I believe it was, Coachella.
Yes, Coachella. Let me give you the lowdown on Coachella. All the stars were there. Leo DiCaprio, Paris Hilton, Selena Gomez, Cardi B opened the show. Kendall Jenner was there. Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, performed. He got lowered in on a Tesla, which reminds me of my wedding. I'm going to get lowered down from a helicopter.
Hell yeah.
And then when he was on stage, Jordan Woods actually joined him on stage, which is hilarious. That is, of course, the Kylie Jenner best friend vibe that, they're not friends anymore. She was there at Coachella with bodyguards and all this kind of thing. So she's like living like a celebrity now. And Leo DiCaprio had his girlfriend there. He was photographed patting her on the head, which we think is a bit weird. Kanye West is having his service this morning. Snoop Dogg performed at a house party. It's just like celebrity.
Hang on. Service set? What's that? Kanye.
So Kanye West is doing his Sunday service here at Coachella this morning at 9 a.m. Apparently, though, there was a rumor that he's not even going to be there, so I don't know how they're actually planning it. But he will be doing a chapel service, church kind of thing with, singing and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Interesting. If he's not there, might do a Michael Jackson hologram type thing. I wouldn't put it past Kanye.
I love it. That would be cool.
Dean, so you're obviously not there, though, mate. Have you been to Coachella before?
I have been to Coachella before. It's very expensive to go. Tickets are like $500 all the way up to $1,000. And there's some tickets you can't even buy, like an Access All Areas artist pass, which is worth, I don't know, you can't even buy them.
You can't.
My friend has a helicopter and people pay him $7,000 to fly them in and out of the actual event every morning.
That's crazy.
Mate, it's too much money floating around in the desert over there. It's insane.
Yep.
Dean, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. We know you've had a busy weekend, so thanks again, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
This story that I've got, though, Sam, is I don't know if it's positive or not.
It's funny.
A new study's come out, right? We love a good study on this
show. Absolutely.
It's from the University of Newcastle, and a professor named Claire Collins, who is a dietitian and nutritionist, she's come out and said, you know, guys, you need to actually be aware and be careful of this thing.
Are we talking Newcastle or just this one across?
Look, I'm not 100% sure if it's Newcastle here or in England, because I think England has Newcastle as well.
Yeah. We'll trust them more than this one here.
Yeah, probably. But basically, if you weren't aware, if you hold in a fart...
Oh, wow. Claire.
That was gross. That was the grossest sound, Sam. Could you not have found something that didn't sound so wet?
I found wet farts out of it.
Really?
There were dry ones, but I thought that'd be funny. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, farts? What about them?
If you hold one in, there's a decent chance that it's going to come out through your mouth.
Oh!
That's gross, Sam.
Claire,
you're going to make me vomit.
Stop it.
You're going to make me vomit.
Stop it. What do you mean? If you hold it in, it's going to come out, as in the smell's going to come out your mouth.
No, not the smell. Like, you're going to breathe out the gas, technically. And it's a scientific fact, right? So, basically, it says not farting means that some gas will be reabsorbed into your circulation and then exhaled through your breath.
That is gross.
So, if someone has smelly breath, I wonder if, like, it's because they haven't. I don't know.
You know how sometimes when you fart... Oh, someone else farts in the room. And sometimes it's so bad you can taste it on your tongue.
Oh, it's so gross.
Does that mean if you hold it in, you can taste it in your mouth?
Well, it's just saying there's going to be put back into your circulation. So not necessarily, I don't think. But there'll be gas build up in your circulation. You'll breathe it out.
Oh,
it's gross.
Gosh, now, that is disgusting.
Not only that, but apparently holding on too long means that there's a build up of internal gas that will eventually escape via an uncontrollable fart.
Oh. Right?
So if you're holding it in for too long, no matter what, it's coming out one way or the other.
Ew.
And you're also at risk of a condition called diverticulitis.
Now, diverticulitis.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Ray Hadley had it recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Research hasn't 100% proven the fact yet, but apparently it's whereby your stomach lining becomes inflamed by small pouches formed in it, caused by gas, is what they're saying. So, I mean, my nana, I've never heard her fart. And she has diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis, whatever it is.
So, I mean, if there's a take-home message from that.
So that means...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just going to finish off with some more sound effects.
Oh, we all do it, right? So just what they're saying is basically you may not want to go in the same room as someone else. Go to the bathroom, walk out of the room, whatever, but let it go.
So people could literally be burping out farts otherwise.
Pretty much.
Bit of this one.
Oh, Sam.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Hey, I am casting for your calls on 13, 12, 16 this morning. What's an item of food you can't live without? Because we've got some news coming out of Switzerland, Claire. They've actually just announced plans to get rid of their emergency stockpiling of certain food items. So over in Switzerland, I think a lot of countries do this, where they keep a lot of certain foods for emergencies.
Yep.
I'm sure we do it here. I'm not sure what it is. But coffee. Coffee is one of those emergency items that they used to store, but from now on, they are getting rid of
what?
Their backup coffee supplies because they're saying it's just not vital for human survival.
Okay.
This would get a lot of people up in arms.
I get it's technically not vital. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't be...
It's not necessary.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah, pretty heavy. Nestle, the maker of instant coffee.
Yes.
Nestle. Is it Nestle or Nestle? It's Nestle, isn't it?
I think it's Nestle, yeah. But see, like, even, just quickly, even, like, our troops overseas, they get, like, some sort of instant coffee.
Yeah, true.
And they're on rations.
I think 90% of the population would go, yeah, we need it.
Yes.
They were actually required by Swiss law to stock bags of raw coffee.
Really?
How hectic's that? But now the state, the system, the emergency state are saying, no need, get rid of the reserves, get rid of it, which is getting a lot of people... You know, it's brewing over there. Negative feedback is coming in and they're getting a bit feisty.
Technically, they're right. We don't necessarily need it for survival. But at the same time, if you want people not to rip each other's heads off, I think it's probably still necessary.
Absolutely. I don't think these people in charge are waking up at 4:30 every morning and have to come into work and try to be happy. I have a coffee most mornings now. I don't even like the taste of it, but I just need a bit of a hit. I load it up with Milo. But on 13, 12, 16, I'm sure this will anger a few people, but what is the one food item you can't live without? Would love to know. If we, you know, stock food here for emergency items and suddenly they just stop stocking what you wanted.
Yeah.
What is that item? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Asking for your calls on 13, 12, 16. What's the one item of food you can't live without? Because, Claire, Switzerland... up in arms at the moment because all their emergency stockpiling for a rainy day.
They had coffee in there.
They no longer do. They're saying beans are not vital for human survival anymore, coffee beans. But there's been
Different.
Yeah, there's been such an uproar, though, that they're actually leaving the decision up till the end of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to see who can fight it.
See, for me...
And this is good for all the big coffee companies, too, that get to sell the stuff.
Kind of coffee-themed. Barocca Boost, which... I couldn't deal without Barocca Boost every morning.
Yeah, Barocca Boost is a new product, isn't it?
Well, no, it's been around for a few years.
But like it's a newest Barocca product where it's got caffeine in it.
It does have caffeine in it, yeah.
Pretty cool. Well, 13, 12, 16, we've got Cass on the line. Cass, what is the one item of food you can't live without?
This is kind of a random one, but do you know Delight?
They're
like a box of... I don't even know what brand. Fantastic, I think. You know, like the crackers? They're salt and vinegar flavour.
Oh,
they
keep
in a black and purple box.
No idea.
I do, actually.
Are these fancy?
They're kind of fancy. They're, like, healthier for you, hey?
Yeah, they're supposed to be, but, I mean, they're full of salt, but I cannot get enough of it. They're, like, a drug to me.
Okay, all right. So you literally cannot live without them. You have them breakfast, lunch and dinner?
No, but I would have them. I reckon I'd have about half a box a day.
Whoa!
You know what?
These don't sound healthy.
Are you a salt and vinegar fiend as well, like I am?
Yes, I love it. And I feel like they're slightly better for you than salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, my gosh, so yes.
Tell yourself that.
I have
tell
done this myself. Cassie, did you try the Shapes version of the salt and vinegar when they came out?
Yes. Not as good. Not as good at all.
Nah, Cass, we've got to go now. Sorry.
All right, Cass, the boss has called it. We've got to go. Sorry. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
No, I'm not happy, Claire.
No. The Shapes
one. Started strong and then finished badly.
When those Shapes one came out, the salt and vinegar, I almost gave myself a stomach ulcer, I'm pretty sure. I ate so much of it that it was like burning a hole in my stomach.
At what moment do you go, nah, stop?
But they were just too good. There isn't a moment, Sam. There isn't.
Oh,
they
gosh.
They take over your life.
I found out what you can't live without.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the showdown. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.